Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. Praise the Lord. This is Apostle Deborah Dean with the End Time Men and Women Award Sunday evening worship service. Hallelujah. I'm just thankful for another opportunity to come together with you on our radio broadcast. I'm going to call our worship to order right now by the grace of God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we come now to call our worship to order. And now we're going to open up our devotion service. We'll have a song, a scripture, and a prayer. He's sweet, I know. He's sweet, I know. Storm clouds may rise, and strong winds may blow. I can tell the world wherever I go that I have found a Savior. He's sweet, I know. Hallelujah. He is most certainly sweet, I know. Hallelujah. We're going to be reading today from Psalms 32. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputed not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile. When I kept silent, my bones waxed old through my ruin all the day long. For day and night thy hand was heavy upon me. My moisture is turned into the drought of summer. I acknowledge my sins unto thee, and my iniquity have I not hid. I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. For this shall everyone that is godly pray unto thee in a time when thou mayest be found. Surely in the floods of the great waters they shall not come nigh unto him. Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with my eyes. I have just read you from Psalms 32, from the first verse down through the eighth verse. May God richly add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of his most holy word. Father, we come this evening humbly before your throne of grace today, Lord, asking you now to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Lord, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come right now asking you right now, if we've offended anyone in any kind of way, please forgive us now. Search our hearts, our minds, and our spirits. If there is anything, Lord, in there that should not be, we ask you now to send the fire of God down and burn those things out that shouldn't be in there in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you right now to create in us a clean heart, renewing us a right spirit and a sound mind on today, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we come right now asking you now to take over and take control of the atmosphere of our worship service today in the name of Jesus. Father, every evil way, every evil thing, Lord, I ask you to bind the strong man today in the name of Jesus, Lord. Whatever it is, Lord, I ask you to bind it right now in the name of Jesus. But I ask you to take control over the airways, the the wave frequencies, over the radio broadcast, Lord, and over our ministry and everyone that's in it, everyone that's in radio land. Father, take control. Change the atmosphere, Father. Take control over the atmosphere. I ask you to change it, shift it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Move it around, Lord. You know just where to go and where to stop it, where to begin and where to take it to, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I'm asking you now, huh, to bless our worship on today, in the name of Jesus. Bless everyone under the sound of my voice today, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we love you today, and I ask you right now to bless the one that's going to stand in John's shoes on today, the one that's going to bring the word. Bless everyone in their respective places on today, Father. I ask you to police this radio broadcast, police the ones where out in radio land, in the name of Jesus. Just encamp around about us, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we'll be careful now to give you all the praise and all of the glory and all of the honor. In Jesus' name, I pray and ask it all. Amen. Amen. We thank and praise God for our devotion service. God is good just like that. He's good in our devotion service. He's good during the whole worship service. I give God praise on today. We're going to get ready now, huh? Glory to God, to go right into our testimony service. You know, God is so good, and he's worthy to be praised. God is worthy. He's so worthy to be praised. And I thank and praise him. He's so good. He's good like that. I don't know. He's a great God. He's a great king above every king. He is greatly great. And I thank and praise him on today. He is Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. He is not the tail, but he is the head and not the tail. He is above and not beneath. I just thank him today. My God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above. Huh? Glory to God. And I thank him today that he is just as awesome as the volume of the book that he's written of him, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I give him praise and I give him glory. You know, I tell you all the time, if it had not been for the Lord who is on my side, I don't know where I would be today. I don't know what I would be doing today. God is so good to me, and I'm thanking and praising him for the new level and the new realm he's taking me to. I thank and praise God for changing my walk and changing my talk. I thank and praise God for doing the little things that people will not notice. And it's all right, because my desire is to please God. And you know, I just thank and praise God for it as well as it is today. I thank and praise God for all the open doors that I see open. I thank and praise him today for food on my table and clothes on my back. I thank and praise God for watching over us all night last night and early this morning. He woke us up. I thank and praise him for it today. He didn't have to do it. He didn't have to go to Golgotha's hill. He didn't have to be nailed to a tree. He didn't have to hang there and die for you and I, but he did it. He could have saved himself and came down, but he would not come down just to save himself. He decided to die to save us, and I thank and praise him today. God is a good God. Hallelujah, and he's worthy to be praised. He is a good God. Hallelujah, and he's worthy, hallelujah, to be praised. He is Alpha and Omega, hallelujah, and I give him praise today. I give him honor today. I love God so much. He is an on-time God. God is on time every time, never late, never, ever late, and I give God praise for that. Mighty, mighty God, I give him praise for it, Lord. I thank you. Hallelujah. I thank you. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I give you praise. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord, I give you praise today. Mighty God, he's been so good to me. He's healed my body from the top to the bottom, from the bottom to the top. I'm healed by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony, and I thank God for it today. I give him praise. He didn't have to do it, but I thank him because he made me whole. Yes, Lord, I give him glory, and giving praise today. He's been good in everything he does. It's good. You know, I just thank him today. He can do some things in his own self, minding his own business, doing the being about business of kingdom building. But I tell you, God is good, and he has our best interest at heart. I thank him for it. I thank God, because there's not a friend. You know what? I can tell him anything. I can tell God anything. I can talk to him about anything, and I praise God for it, and he'll give me an answer. You know, I just thank God. You know, he'll give me guidance. You know, I thank and praise him for it. It's just awesome. I give him praise today. I give him praise because it's nothing I can go to God with that he won't give me an answer, or he won't guide me in it. He won't give me some kind of counsel. I give him praise for it. He's a mighty God. Oh, yes, he is. He is a mighty God, and I love him so much. I love him. I can't tell you how much I love God so much. He's so great. He's a great king, and everything that he says is going to come to pass right before our eyes. It's coming to pass. Prophecy right before our eyes. I give him praise today. Is there anyone that's on the line or on the radio broadcast out in radio land that would like to testify how good God is to them, how good God has been to them? He is awesome. He is just awesome, and I give him praise and glory today. Hallelujah. This is the time now. This is our testimony, period. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God is good. He's still good, and he's good all the time. He is so worthy to be praised. He is so worthy to be praised. Yes, Lord, I just give him glory and I give him praise. Well, we're not going to hold on to. Okay, amen.
Amen. This is Minister Lisa. I just wanted to thank God for another day of life.
Yes,
Jehovah
amen.
God, you know. Just thinking about obedience. Being obedient starts with faith and belief in God's word. He's true to his word. You know, I know for me, you know, you always think about, because of the way our culture is geared, you think about, help me, Holy Ghost, you think about what you can do. You know, everything is based on what you do, and that drives you into works, which we are to be diligent. But obedience, Abraham became the father of faith and the friend of God because he believed God. That's what the word says.
Yes.
And because of his faith in the impossibilities of what Jehovah, when he introduced himself to him, he'd never heard of it before. He was in a land with his own family, and they were serving other gods. And the true God of Israel talked to Abraham and said, I got plans for you, and I'm going to, you know, you're concerned about your heritage, your lineage, that you don't have children, and I'm going to give you your own seed. And Abraham was past the age, but the Bible says because he believed God, it was imputed unto him as righteousness and good works.
Yes.
He hadn't done anything but took God at his word. So I just want to encourage others. My testimony is that Jehovah God, the Most High God, creator of all things and all things and everything, the creator, I'm talking about Elohim, the true God of Israel, the Most High God. And I just stress that because I know, you know, everybody has difference of opinion, but I'm talking about the creator who created everything and everybody. If we would just believe God, Jehovah God, and take him at his word, then I believe that, like you said, those great things that we believe and we desire in our hearts, in spite of what we see, he believed against all doubt. Abraham believed against all doubt. He believed God.
Yes, he did.
Even once he got the promise, the Lord required that he sacrifice him. The very thing. That he asked God for, God asked him asked for it back.
Yes, he did.
But, you know, we serve a true and living God. He gave his only begotten Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who he so beloved. He didn't even spare his own Son.
Yeah.
And basically his own self.
That's
because
right.
if someone is born of, you know, whoever you're born of, that's who you are part of. Jesus Christ is a part of the Godhead. And he died and his atoning shed blood atoned for my sins. And I thank God for today because, you know, if it were for my enemies, something else would be going on in my life. But because Jehovah God put it in my spirit to just believe him enough to save me. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And that's free to anyone today. You don't have to let Satan rule your life. You don't have to bow down to the gods of this world.
Right.
When you accept Jehovah God, the true God, your creator who created you, know how you built up, know your needs, understand
Lord.
Your limitations, understand what we're wrestling with when we're wrestling with these devils.
Lord.
Oh, my narashorosaya. Understand
Lord.
That you don't like failure and you can't get used to death. No, I'm not going to bow down to ugly and evil. No, I'm not going to get used to being in poverty or being oppressed. And I'm not going to get used to seeing nobody around me suffer. Lord, I believe you, Jehovah, that you're saving and salvation is for
Hallelujah.
Today. Here, now, and forevermore.
Lord.
Not just the sweet by and by. Yeah, I'm glad that this ain't the only thing I got to look for, because one day these heavens and this earth, as we see it, is going to roll up like a scroll, the Bible says, and it's going to become like a fiery furnace, and those that would not repent and turn and bow down to them, they're going to see things they never wanted to see, and then they're going to cry out too late. And Lord Osiah, the Lord said, while you hear me today, don't harden your heart, but repent and turn and be saved. For the kingdom of heaven is nigh, and it's even in your very mouth you can make the choice. Be saved today. I'm telling you, the worst things that people can go through, if you have God with you, it makes a difference. I'm telling you. I've been through some things I never thought I'd get through, but because God, Jehovah God, who put the breath in my body, said, I'm with you. Hallelujah.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
I've seen him do it. He's true to his word. He's faithful. He will take care of you. He will deliver you out of the snares of your enemies. He won't let you fall. He'll pick you back up. He will forgive you if you repent.
Yes, Lord.
And give you a brand new reason for living. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He'll make every man
alive.
Thank God today. I hope someone
Thank
will
you,
just
Jesus.
Be saved, healed, and delivered today,
Lord. Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus. With the
Lord.
Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Jesus.
The Holy Spirit,
Hallelujah.
Which is a guarantee that you'll be resurrected unto life eternal.
Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank Prophetess Harris for that awesome testimony. I should have just had her let her go right on and preach because she was sounding really good right then out there in radio land. If you want to call in with a testimony, the number to dial is 323-642-1493. That's 323-642-1493. If you want to call in with a testimony, we're not going to hold the lines open too much longer, but I just to testify on what Prophetess was saying, you know, God is good. He is good just like that. And if you just trust him, you got to trust God. You got to trust him. It's something that you can, faith is something that you cannot see, but that you know that's going to happen. And even if you don't know, you know God said it, and that settles it. So, you know, I thank and praise God. We need that kind of faith that we know if God said it, we don't have to worry about it. And this word is full of promises that God promised us. All we got to do is read and study for ourselves, and we are no building your faith up. God will take it and build your faith so high. You will walk around here, like I say, writing checks, honey, and waiting, knowing that that money going to be there, honey, when you get to the bank. I'm telling you, that's how God is. And that's why, that's how we have to be. I know he's healed my body. I know I'm healed and spirit filled. Sickness and disease is far from me. I know it. God just took me to another realm, another level, and I know it for myself because he's told me, and I feel it all in my spirit. He just took me past that stuff I was 2 days ago. I ain't that no more. God just brought me, he said, press your way. Press your way. And I pressed my way. And I thank and praise God for being able to press. And I'm healed by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. I'm telling you, I'm healed. And I'm so grateful to God. He don't have to do this. He don't have to. Like I said, he done woke me up every morning for 60 years. Every morning. Glory to God. Glory. Hallelujah. Didn't have to do it. Woo, hallelujah. With all the activities of my limbs, I got eyes to see, ears to hear, and a mouth to praise him with. Thank you, hallelujah. Jesus. Been had him for the whole 60 years. I thank God today, and I'm proud that I've been standing on top of the ground, and the ground not standing on me. I give God praise today. If I could say more for the Lord, if I had 10,000 tongues, I would praise him with every one of them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that wouldn't be enough. It wouldn't be enough. Yeah. It wouldn't be enough. I tell you today. But I'm not going to prolong the testimony service any longer. I'm just, you know, when God give you an opportunity to give him a shout out, to give him some reverence, some praise, I think you ought to be trying to do that. Because I tell you, you got one God. You know what I'm saying? You got the Trinity, but you got one Heaven the Father, I'm telling you. You better give him his just due, because he is a jealous God. I'm just telling you that. He's a jealous God. Woo. So I thank and praise God that I can bless his name. I can bless him. And just feel good about it. He is a good God. Here's our praise and worship is coming.
Thank you. Lord, we just adore you tonight. Lord,
Lord, we lift you high tonight, worthy of our praise. Lord, we bow down before you tonight. Lord, we lift our hands tonight. We give you the glory tonight. You're worthy of our praise. Lord, we worship you tonight. We give you all our hearts tonight. Have your way tonight. Have your way in me. Give you all the glory tonight. Give you all the praise tonight. Lord, just rain on us tonight. Have your way too. Lord, reveal yourself tonight. We just want have your way. Lord, we love you tonight. Thank you for the privilege to sing to you
thank and praise God for our praise and worship on today.
I love those songs that they sing. They're just awesome, and I give God praise for each one of them, because if you listen to the words, they just, I like them, and I thank and praise God for each one of them. And now we're going to get ready to go into the Word of God now. I thank and praise God. We're going to go into the Word. The song is all right, the testimony, devotion, but the Word of God. I just thank and praise Him for His Word. I'm just going to pray. Father, we thank You now for Your holy word. We thank You, Lord, for getting us to this part of our service, Lord. We give You praise. I ask You to cover me now. Wash me, purify me, Lord, in the name, make me worthy to be used by You, Lord. Allow me to lay my will down, Lord. Let me decrease that the Holy Ghost may increase, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And then I ask You to bind the strong man, Father, and every evil thing, Lord, in the name that may try to come up against our radio broadcast, anyone that's under the sound of my voice, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we give You praise. We give You glory. In all these things I ask in Jesus' name and for Your glory. Amen, amen. We're going to be coming from 1 Chronicles. 1 Chronicles. Let me get it back. I had turned away from it. 1 Chronicles, somewhere around the 14th chapter. Yeah. Between the 14th and the 15th chapter, we're going to be talking a little bit about, I'm just trying to make a point and give you some highlights here. And where would I read, Father? I will go to chapter 14, starting at the 10th verse. And David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I go up against the Philistines, and will thou deliver them into my hand? And the Lord said unto him, go up, for I will deliver them into thy hand. So they came up to Baal-perazim, and David smote them there. Then David said, God hath broken in upon my enemies by my hand, like the breaking forth of waters. Therefore they call the name of that place Baal-perazim. And when they had left their gods there, David gave a command, and they were burned with fire. And the Philistines yet again spread themselves abroad in the valley. Therefore David inquired again of God, and God said unto him, go not up after them. Turn away from them and come upon them over and against the mulberry trees. And it shall be when thou shalt hear a sound of going in the top of the mulberry trees, that then thou shalt go out to battle, for God is gone forth before thee to smite the host of the Philistines. David therefore did as God commanded him, and they smote the host of the Philistine from Gibeon even to Gazar. And the fame of David went out into all the lands, and the Lord brought the fear of him upon the nations. even to that, I'll say, doing a right thing in a right way. Doing the right thing in the right way. And you know, God, the Lord will make You known all over if you're obedient. This is really truly about being obedient. I'm going to start over in, I'm just going to do a little background history where David went to get the Ark of the Covenant. And here, David did the right thing in the wrong way when he went to get the Ark of the Covenant, because I know he meant well in his heart, but it didn't turn out well. Because when he went to get the Ark of the Covenant, yes, God wanted him to get it, but you have to do things in a right way. You can't do them in a wrong way, and God is teaching me more and more about that. I mean, when he brought, I didn't even have a sermon or a text or nothing at 10 o'clock this morning, but when I sit down and I open this word up, and I said, what do you want me to relate to the people? Again, I asked him, and he brought me to this. And it's, and you know, when you have a sermon, it goes first to you. So I took it just like that. And so he was letting me know, you don't do a right thing in a wrong way. You can't do things the way you want it, but you have to do it like God say do it. So you have to be obedient in the things of God. So when David went to, and he gathered some men up to go and get the ark, and they went to get it. But when they went to get it, they was carrying the ark the wrong way. It was not supposed to be on a cart, not at all, period. Not with any oxen or donkeys or whatever it was carrying the ark. It was supposed to be on, it was supposed to be on your, on a man's shoulder. He had rods and rings to carry that ark on a shoulder, not to have it on an ark. And so on a donkey, on a flat thing, and the donkeys was carrying it. But that's not the way God had it. And that's not the way it was supposed to have gone. And if David had been doing like God told him to do, he'd have had the men carrying it and not those men. So when the oxen, he stumbled and the ark got ready to fall over, I think it's Uzzi, he grabbed the ark. And it really made God angry. And he smote Uzzi. And then from that, David was offended because he was saying, what you do? Why? Why'd you do that? And he wanted to know why God did that. But God did that because they were doing it the wrong way. They were not giving the right testimony, but you might say this was certainly a severe sort of thing. A man just put his hands out or touched it. Well, to begin with, like I said, the ark should not have been on the cart at all, period. And the ark did not need Uzzi to study it because God was right there. He gonna do it. You know he was right there. If he smote Uzzi, I know I'm pronouncing wrong, Uzzi, if he smote him just that quick, you know he was right there. And see, on today, in today's society, many people are putting their hands in the Lord's work where they should not be putting them. Mm-hmm. And being disobedient. We should, it's things we messing with, we shouldn't be messing with. We're interfering with the work of the Lord. Some things we cannot mess with when God is doing it. When God say, take your hands off of it, then you move back and let God handle it. We gotta stop trying to want to do things on our own. And see, I know that's for me because I'm a person, when people come to the ministry or come to the church, I want to hurry up and put them, get them busy so they won't get bored. But God has taught me, you let them come when I send them and let me, promotions come from above. Let me put them in a place, not you. And I'm going to do just that, because obedience is better than sacrifice. I would want everybody to have a position and do this and do that. But when until God get ready for them to do it, they got to stay where they are. They got to be busy where they do. It's so much work in the kingdom of God. It's so much work in order for us to please God. We got to do it the right way. We got to do it the right way. And that's in when I read where David, chapter 14 and 10, when David was getting ready to go and fight the Philistines, before he did anything, he petitioned God. Should we do this? This is how we're supposed to do things. This is how we're supposed to do things. Should I go or should I wait? Will you be with me or not? We need to ask God before we go to the store. You know, and I know I'm just using it as an example, but when it comes to the kingdom thing, we need to ask God before we make a move. We got to ask God. We got to do it the right way. If David had did it the right way, he wouldn't have been dead. He wouldn't have been dead. He felt like he had to help God do this. God don't need our help. We need his help. He right there watching everything we do. So he was right there to even smote the man and kill him. Because he reached his hand out to grab that ark. You don't play with that. It's not God. But that is the meeting place where God was meeting them to talk to him, to do whatever. So he didn't want nobody putting their hand on him except for the priest and the Levite. See, it's an order of things about God's kingdom. He has an order, and we have to stay in order. In order to get things done, I don't care how long it takes, we got to wait on the Lord to do the things that he wants done. We can't forget it. You know, we can't forget it, because when we forget it, wrong things happen. We can't forget it. Just like I said, you're doing the right thing, but in a wrong way. That's what David did. He did a right thing, but in a wrong way. But over here, when he was getting ready to build a house in chapter 15, he was doing the right thing in the right way. See, I got caught up in all this because it all coincided with each other, all 13, 14, 15, and probably even 16, but I didn't go that far. But David was getting ready to build him a house, and God, and prepare a place for the Ark of the Covenant. And so he had friends that was master builders and carpenters and things, and they came to help him build his house. That was the right thing to do. God sent those men to him. God sent them. He was doing the right thing in a right way, because he was trying to build a house, a place, for the Ark of the Covenant. Because at first they was like, we're going to leave that thing in Gittim. We're going to leave it right there where it is. So they left it there for 90 days after he killed Uzzah. David said, just leave it there. I don't know what he want me to do with it. I can't be responsible for anyone else's life for me doing the right thing in the wrong way. Should have waited on God. We have to wait on God for a lot of things. The word say, wait on the Lord, and he'll renew our strength. We have to wait for things, especially when it comes to the kingdom of God. And I'm so number one in that area, because here I am wanting to put people, do this, and you do this, and you be this, and you be that. God said, no. I got to teach you first. Evidently I do. Because you wait for me before you go to giving her to do this and to do that. And I'm telling you, I've learned so much in the last 3 months, in the last 90 days. Believe me, when the prophetess told me that he had moved me to another level, another realm, believe me, I couldn't see it then, but I feel it now. I might not even see it now, and I do see it, but I feel it now. I can tell the difference in everything when I pray and when I talk and everything, because I know how God does things. I was talking about my heart, my arm, and all that pain and heart stuff is gone. Do you hear me? All of it's gone. I thank and praise God. God is a good God, I'm telling you, and he's teaching me every day of my life. And like I said before, this body, this temple already belongs to God. I belong to God. I don't care what nobody else says. I belong to God. I'm telling you, I've surrendered my life, and I belong to God, and I'm here for his purpose and his service. And I thank and praise God for that. But I'm telling you, when you wait on God and you do things in order, the next thing happens, David sent for the priest and the Levites and let them move it from the Gittites had it. He moved it from the Gittites, and he waited 90 days, but in that time he sent for the priest and for the Levites, and they carried that thing back to where David was building the house. Nobody else could touch it. See, he gathered some men up to put it on the oxen and to hold it and make sure it didn't fall over. And that was the wrong way. God already has things set in order for us how to do things. All we need to do is learn the way to do the things that God will have us to do his way, not our way. You know, and his ways are not like ours. His thoughts are not like ours. So we know it's not like ours. So we got to wait so we can find out the way he wants us to do it. And I thank and praise God for that, because, you know, you try to do things, and even though Uzzah, like my husband was saying, Uzzah had so much compassion in his heart, he meant no harm at all. We mean no harm at all when we do things for the Lord. But if it's not the right way, it's not going to please God. We have to do it the right way. And I tell you, I've seen more than that happen. When God tell you to do something and be obedient to what he's saying, you don't do it. I've seen a lot of things happen. I've seen a lot of things happen in the word of God, because he didn't have some earthquakes open up some grounds and people so hard-headed, he didn't kill some folks because for not doing the things he say do in the way he say do them. I'm telling you, when they was lighting the lamps and stuff, so, you know, they weren't doing right. They didn't do right with that. When the virgins, they didn't do right. Some of them didn't do right. But I tell you, God, he let them do just what they did, but he gave it was a punishment behind everything that we don't do right. It's a punishment behind it. You may get by, but we may not get away with it. And he has to teach us every time we get to do something like that, and it's an experience for us, a learning experience, but we have something behind it. So we have to try our best to be obedient and stay focused on what God. Just think, he sent his only begotten son. Just think, if he had veered off any, you know, when he said, Father, let this cup pass from me, he could have said, I don't want to do this. No, I don't want to do it. Not right now. Maybe next week. You know, supposing he had did that, but he was obedient to the Father. He had to wrap his son up in human flesh and send him down here to be mistreated for us, to suffer for us. But Jesus did it. He did it. He decided to die for us. He didn't have to take that. But he did it. And he did it in the order, in the way God had him to do it. He fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. That is some kind of fast. Hallelujah. And then Satan came and tempted him. And then he had to go from judgment hall to judgment hall and be whipped and spit on, hair pulled out his face. You know, slobbed and whipped and beat, all that kind of stuff, pierced in the side. All that had to happen. All of that had to happen for us. For us. He died for us. Those things had to happen for us to redeem us back. Just suppose that he was disobedient, we wouldn't be here today. We have to be obedient to the word of God. We have to put things in God's order like he wanted. We have to do that. I'm telling you, God is just that kind of God. Hallelujah. We got to stay in order. God has an order of things. Even in the marriage, the man is the head. God is head of the man. The man is head of the wife. These days, the wife feel like I'm working. He ain't. I'm the head. I'm making the money. That's why so many marriages out of order today. But God said, not so. Hallelujah. The man is the covering. The man is the head. Hallelujah. And we got to look. I don't care why they try to make these our black men look. They're still our heads. Hallelujah. And we can't take that from them because God gave it to them. And we can't take it. No, no, no. That's why marriages and homes are broken and out of order today. Hallelujah. We got to get back in God's order. Yes. We got to get back in it. I don't care what it takes. Get back in order. Get your home in order. Step back out of the way and let God send your husband and get in order, get lined up with the word of God. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, God, Jesus came down through 40 and two generations just to die for our sins and hard of our hands and was beaten, flogged, all those things done to him. But I thank God today that he decided to die just to save us, just to redeem us back to the Father. I thank God today that he did not come down from that old rugged cross. Honey, I thank him today. He is Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. I am that I am. Hallelujah. That's God. Hallelujah. I thank him today. He didn't have to let us live, but he did. I give him all praises, and all glory belong unto the Father. I thank and praise him today. God is a mighty God. He is a good God. And I thank him for teaching us all about his word and his statutes and his ways. If we just pay attention, if we just study to show ourselves approved, we won't go wrong because he left a blueprint right here for us to go by. And I thank God today that we need to start going by it in the name of Jesus. Time is winding up. Hallelujah. Time is winding up. We got to go in on it and get this thing right with the Lord. We got to get ourselves right with the Lord. Hallelujah. Let God get us right. Pay attention to what he's saying and what he's doing. Hallelujah. I thank him today. Hallelujah for that word today. Because I know it was for me at first. The word is for me. Hallelujah. Because I was doing so many things out of order, but I'm letting the Father get my life back in order, get my steps back in order. I'm letting him get my ministry back in order. I'm letting him get my spirit back in order in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So I just thank and praise him, and I give you all my advice. Let God get us all back in order. Hallelujah. Ain't nothing wrong with being obedient to the Lord on today. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I thank and praise God for that word. I'm going to get ready to pray. Hallelujah. Yes, God is so good. I'm going to get ready to pray. Father, we thank you now. Hallelujah. For your holy word, Lord. We thank you right now, Lord, for shielding us for a time. Now it's time for us to get in order, Lord. And we thank you right now, Lord. And we thank you right now, Lord, for putting things where we can get it. Thank you, Lord. We thank you right now, Lord, for your word, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you that you give us a mind to study. We thank you on today, Lord. We thank you for the word, Lord. We thank you for that we can be obedient, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask you right now to bless everyone that's under the sound of my voice, everyone out in radio land on today. I ask you to bless them right now, everyone in the radio, on the radio broadcast, bless them and their children and their families. Hallelujah, Lord. I thank you right now. I thank you today, Father. Glory to God for your holy word. I thank you for the anointing. In the name of Jesus, I thank you today, Lord. You've been so mighty good to us. You've been better to us than we can ever be to ourselves, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, I give you, we give you all the praise today, and we give you all the glory. And I thank you right now, Lord, for opening these doors to the church. I'm just opening them up. Anybody that want to come in and be saved, this is your finest hour right now, in the name of Jesus. Anyone, Lord, that want to join in, want to give their life to the Lord, you don't even have to be a member here, but give your life to the Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, I'm asking you, in the name of Jesus, to come now. It's still Rome at the cross. In the mighty name of Jesus, you ought to come to the Lord right now, while you still have time. In the mighty name of Jesus, we bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in our mouths. Oh, yes, Lord, I thank you right now, Lord. I give you praise now. We give you holy praise, Father, in the name of Jesus. Bless your name, Lord. We bless your name, Lord. We bless your name, Lord. I'm asking you now to cover each one in the shed blood of Jesus, Father. You've been so good to us, Lord. We thank you for that blood. We thank you for the blood, Lord. We thank you for the blood. We ask you to apply the blood to our lives, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Apply the blood to everything we do. Cover us, Lord. Apply the blood when we go out. Apply the blood, Father, when we come in. In the name of Jesus, Father, we give you praise on today. And thank you now, Lord. And we thank you now, Lord. And we thank you now, Lord. And we give you holy praise. I thank you for each one of the end-time men and women of war. I ask you to cover them now in the shed blood of Jesus. And encamp your angels, Father, all around the bottom to protect them from all harm or danger, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking you, Lord, to let them and teach them the way to walk, the way to go, the things to do. Oh, yes, Lord, I thank you now. I thank you now. In the name of Jesus, oh, glory to God. Glory, glory, glory. Oh, yes, Lord. I thank you today. Bless them, Lord. Bless them. Bless them, Lord. Bless them, Lord. Bless them, Lord. Sprinkle the blessings. I see the blessings. I see the blessings, Lord. Falling all over. Oh, yes, I come down and down. Oh, yes, Lord. Glory to your name, Lord. Glory to your name, Father. Glory to your name, Father. Thank you now. Oh, yes, Lord. I thank you now. I thank you now. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. He's sprinkling blessings like he's sprinkling stuff all over you. I can see sprinkles. Oh, yes, Lord. Like stars are falling, huh? Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, I thank you. Thank you now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Woo, hallelujah. Glory to the Most High God. Woo, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you if they don't come here, to this ministry, Lord, and let them go somewhere and give a life to the Lord. And we got to keep praying that they go give a life to the Lord, that they accept God in their bedrooms, in their living rooms, in the bathroom. I don't care where you are, if you accept God as your Lord and Savior and believe that He died and that He rose on the Thursday morning, oh, you saved them. Oh, yes, sir. Oh, yes. You got to believe them. You got to believe them. You got to believe them. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We just give you praise today. We give you praise. We give you praise. Father, we ask all these things, and we pray, and we ask it all in Jesus' name and for your glory. And amen, amen. I thank and praise God for each one of you that's on the broadcast and the ones that are in radio land. We just thank God. We thank God for each you, and you. And believe me, if I were you, I would be running for my life, trying to get somewhere to accept God or accepting right where you are. Surrender your life to the Lord. Yes, you, and you. Anyway, this is Apostle Deborah Deans, and we're not going to prolong the time. We're going to get ready to close out. We love you all in the Lord on today, and we give God all the praise and glory on today. He is just a mighty good God. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. You all have a blessed rest of the evening and a good holiday or whatever on this weekend. God bless you. I love you. If you need to call me, call me. I'm here. God bless you. I love you. Have a blessed night.
Amen.